Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's Christmas Eve, December 24th, or if you could be listening to this on Christmas Day, December 25th. We've had our taste of winter. Last weekend, we had an interesting weekend of weather. On Saturday, there was snow, and a bunch of us did a race at Bishop Brady, raising money for the Habitat for Humanity. And it was in honor of Perry Segros, who is a teacher professor at NHTI for his 64th birthday. So as we were thinking about the day, we just went ahead with the race. A number of runners showed up. So we were running in the snow. The following day was the third of the trifecta of the arthritis jingle bell runs. A few weeks ago, we had one in Freeport, Maine. 2 weeks ago, we had it in Portsmouth. And last weekend, it was in Concord at Runlet. And of course, the next day after the snowy race at Runlet, Bishop Brady at Runlet, the next day it was like 45 degrees and rainy. So you just never know with New England weather. Last week's show, we got a lot of great feedback on the Palace Theater. We were promoting the Christmas Carol, which, as I mentioned when I talked to Ken Kale last Friday, I went to see on Wednesday. Quite a terrific show. And if we're not familiar with this, I mean, the Palace Theater, it's professional actors, professional orchestra, great version of the Christmas Carol, accurate, but also innovative. For my running friends, the Millennium Running Series has been completed, and we start up, of course, again on New Year's Day with the New Year's Day race. And as mentioned, the Jingle Bell Runs, which raised money for the Arthritis Foundation, were just completed. Had a great time doing all three of them, and I want to thank all of my running friends. What people don't realize is that there are 1,500 kids in New Hampshire, youth in New Hampshire, are affected by juvenile arthritis, which actually is more youth are affected by juvenile arthritis than juvenile diabetes. And we were lucky in both the Portsmouth race and the Concord race to get two youth honorees who really put themselves out there not only to raise fund but talk courageously about their journey with juvenile arthritis. But with me this weekend is Lorraine Duray, who works for me at Northeast Delta Dental and is a great employee in general, but also has a unique focus on doing a lot of special things for the company, and one of which is Operation Santa. Lorraine, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can't get enough of me during the week?
Absolutely not.
Performance reviews are coming up. So before we get into Operation Santa, tell us, I think the listening audience would be very intrigued to know about your real job, your core job at Northeast Delta. And I love the fact that you do this community outreach and do a lot of extra stuff for us. But tell the world about what you do as your core responsibilities at Northeast Delta Dental.
Well, I'm a senior business analyst with Northeast Delta Dental. I've been here with the company for 10 years. And the key responsibility is to work with our users, the people at Delta that we work with, the computer systems, websites, and any changes that we need to make, whether it's for federal compliance or state compliance or just to make the system work better, improve enhancements, and improve processes. We document that. We work with the developers, and we test it, and we install it and make sure that the users are happy with what those changes are.
Has the diversity of projects you're working on, has it been more robust since the Affordable Care Act or just in general the last 5 years?
It's a little different. With the Affordable Care Act, there were a number of changes that we need to make. And sometimes with those changes, we weren't really sure what the federal requirements were, which made it a challenge. But right now, it's pretty steady moving forward. Again, we're pushing some EFT initiatives.
And that stands for electronic fund transfer.
Yes, it is. Well,
tell us a little bit about that.
Well, electronic fund transfer is, I'm sure a lot of people have that with their payroll, where they're working. We're looking to implement it and to expand it for our providers, as well as the Delta Dental Plan Associates has started a national initiative for EFT for dental providers. So we are working with them to ensure that our system will be able to pay those out-of-tri-state providers as well, as they request.
Super. Well, we might get back to that. I think I know when I was preparing for this, a number of people said we kind of like to hear what Lorene does beyond Operation Santa. But today's show is really on Operation Santa. So just to sort of level set the audience, Operation Santa Claus program has been providing New Hampshire youth with gifts during the holidays for more than 50 years. The program is a nonprofit organization run by members of the State Employees Association, one of our group dental clients. Local 1984. The program began in 1960 when counselors from the State Employees Association voted to help children in need during the holidays. In December of that year, 14 children received gifts delivered by state troopers. Over the years, the program has grown exponentially and now provides gifts to more than 3,000 New Hampshire children over the holidays. And I know for this year, the time has come and gone, but just employers who have not thought about doing this will give you information start thinking about it next year. The phone number is 271-6530. So from Northeast Delta Dental's perspective, Lorene, how does it work?
Well, throughout the year, pretty much starting in January, we start fundraising to raise money in which to provide our shoppers. And we do that primarily with selling our annual dress down passes. And the money that's raised goes to support the children. And so usually in September, we receive a request from the Operation Santa Claus program, making sure that we are still participating. For the last couple of years, Heather Brown has coordinated this effort. And then in October, Heather sends out the notification asking Northeast Delta or Combined Services or Provisor employees if they want to become elves or shoppers.
And just for everybody's benefit, Combined Services and Provisor are two subsidiaries of Northeast Delta Dental, so we're all considered the same family.
Same family, absolutely. And so the first 40 people, because right now we've been sponsoring 40 children. We've been doing that as far as I can remember. And the response is overwhelming. Usually we have 40 volunteer shoppers within the first day of the request, which is absolutely wonderful. Shows a lot of the compassion of our teammates. And so they are then given the profile for their assigned child and $100 in cash. And what the profile does is it gives a synopsis of the child's gender, their age, kind of what their home situation and their gift requests are. This year we received requests for children under the age of one up into age 17. And the gifts that were requested for ranged from bicycles to gift cards, clothing, art supplies, stuffed animals, games, puzzles, jewelry, books, just to name a few. So the people go out and they shop. We have some great Black Friday shoppers. A number of people also add in money of their own, which is remarkable and amazing. And then this year, they had to have all of their gifts returned back by December 2nd. And that enabled us to be able to make sure that we had gifts for all the children, that everything was marked appropriately, and in order to get them delivered to the state in time for them to deliver them to the families.
So you had to get that to the state by, like, December 1st.
Yes.
The gifts. Okay.
Yeah.
So Northeast Delta Dental, through the fundraising, we provide each employee with about $100. But you're saying that Some of our employees go above and beyond and spend their own money.
Yes, they do. From what Heather was sharing with me earlier was because we receive the receipts back and that some of the receipts we received were over the $100 that we had provided them. Some spent $120, $150, some up to $200.
So there's no lag. So you'd indicated earlier we look for the first 40 employee colleagues to respond, but you get that fills up pretty quickly.
It does, and Heather has shared that it the responses when she has to then reply to those people to say sorry we have enough shoppers is I'm so disappointed because their hearts are just out to help others.
Beautiful. So you'd mentioned some of the ways we raise funds for this include Dress Down. Talk about that as well as perhaps some new events that you've been trying.
Well, our Dress Down, we have an annual Dress Down pass that people can purchase. If the earlier the purchase, the better the bargain. What that does is we, through the support of senior management, we have 2 months during the year, July and August, that are a full month of Dress Down to help us bear the cold weather and winter storms and the heat of August. And then the other months through the year, there are 1 week of each month where employees are able to dress down, dress more casually. And so the purchase of this pass goes to help Operation Santa Claus as well as provides a little bit more comfort and flexibility at work.
And then you tried some other events, some soup and chowder cook-offs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we tried 2 new events this year. We did a grab bag event, which was very well received. That we basically took some brown paper bags, added some candy and some slips of paper that people could either win gift cards or scratch tickets, and they could purchase those. And then we had our first annual chili soup and chowder cook-off this year.
So let's talk about that after commercial break. It sounds it's whetted my appetite. I want to hear more why that was successful. So I'll return with Lorene after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And again, it's hard to believe that it's November 24th and 25th, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. As mentioned before the commercial break, last week's show was on the Palace Theater, and we did a really review of The Christmas Carol, which I did see this week, and it was definitely worth seeing that. And again, for my runners, my running friends, I want to thank you all for participating in the Juvenile Arthritis Jingle Bell Runs, which raises money for arthritis research. And the last one was at Runlet last weekend. And even though it was kind of rainy and we modified the course, so it was one that we used 2 years ago when it was actually snow because we couldn't get through the there's a dirt road that we normally use. So instead, we went up Clinton Street and took a left on Ironworks and went halfway up there and then back around and completed the 3.1 miles. So I want to, again, thank my running friends. But with me this weekend is Lorene on Operation Santa Claus. So, Lorene, you were saying that one of the ways that at Northeast Delta Dental that we help, raise funds for Helping Hands is through paying for Dress Down weeks and days and so forth, but you also have brought some new events to us this year, the soup and chowder cook-off. So tell us about that and how do your fundraising ideas? I mean, how do they come to you?
Well, with regards to fundraising ideas, our committee, we try to brainstorm new ideas, but we also every year we send a survey out to all of our teammates, asking about the events held during the year, what they enjoyed, what they participated in, and if they have any ideas. And to be honest, the chili soup and chowder came in as an idea from one of our colleagues. So
basically customer feedback, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So if you were giving some advice, if I'm sure many employers, I know many employers are involved with Operation Santa Claus in their own right. And again, if it's too late for this year, but next year, if you are interested, the phone number is 271-6530, and you can get it on Facebook, facebook.com at Operation Santa Claus NH. But what advice would you give another employer who may want their considering getting their employees involved with Operation Santa? Because it sounds like if we had more than enough employees willing to go out and go shopping and spending their own money to sort of elevate the level of gifts, there must be sort of a good feeling inside. So what advice would you give to another employer considering getting involved with Operation Santa Claus?
Well, Operation Santa Claus, as you said earlier, Tom, has been around for more than 50 years. And for me, it's difficult to imagine that there are so many children in our state that are in need, that are living below the poverty line, that just they don't really have a sense of Christmas. And so with Operation Santa, it enables us to help the parents, because I'm sure it's just as devastating for them. They want to provide for their children, and through whatever reasons are unable. So Operation Santa enables the community to come together and help provide for those children. I would strongly suggest that if another organization wants to get involved with Operation Santa, that they contact Operation Santa, get some information, and bring it to their employees. Have some open discussions about some ideas. See what what their involvement would like to be and what their support would be. And just like what we did, from what I hear a few years ago, you start out with just a few children. And as the number of shoppers and the number of people who want to become involved grow, you grow the number of children that you're able to help.
And just so everybody's clear, the children and their ages, from birth to age 17, are identified by the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services caseworkers. So we're identifying truly children in need. And I also want to put a big shout out for the state retirees who donated an amazing amount of time, reviewing the case sheets, filling out forms, and so on and so forth. So a lot of this is through volunteer effort, including the team at Northeast Delta Dental. So what attracted you to get involved, with Heather on Operation Santa Claus?
Well, I've always had an interest and a heart in community service. And I actually used to work for the state before I came to Northeast Delta Dental and was involved with Operation Santa there. And so when I learned that Northeast Delta was also a supporter of Operation Santa, then that's when I started to work with Heather in organizing and helping her in any way that we needed to in order to support those children.
Now, I know you're so involved with community related initiatives. So, were your mom and dad role models for you? How did you get that? Because I have that sort of same inclination to get involved with the community, and my role model was my dad. So, how did that just come naturally to you?
I think some of it was my dad. And my mom. Both of them, if anyone needed anything, either one of them was there. My mom, I remember her always baking or cooking or bringing meals to someone. My father assisting with, auto repairs or, if they needed help cutting down trees or anything that there was there. And so just that desire to help people that may just need a hand.
And that is really what makes you special. So how do you balance? So that obviously you have a really big heart and you want to do a lot of this, and yet you also have a from our earlier discussion before the commercial break, and you have a pretty compelling core job as well. How do you balance the two?
Sometimes it's not easy, to be honest. But it's a matter of just prioritizing and knowing when the timelines of when things need to be done and asking for help. The committee has a number of great people on it, and it's having those people and those individuals stepping up and also taking roles in different fundraising events, as well as my teammates in my, as you say, my real job at Northeast Delta Dental, and they too also providing assistance when needed.
So like you said, like I'm prone to saying, like you said before, I mean, it takes a village. You have the support of your teammates, knowing, you know, if they know that you're spending a little time on Operation Santa Claus, for example, and of course, as you point out, senior management supports it. And of course, I always say, you know, senior management supports it because I have support from my board of directors. So let's get back now to your core job. So in the years that you've been here, what have you seen of the trends in technology?
Well, more automation, of course, moving from manual to automation, moving towards paper checks to electronic fund transfer, and the shift from, you know, looking at reports as data and trying to shift to actually looking at data to help answer those questions that we have. You know, how efficient are our plans working? Where are the areas that have those dental holes, so to speak? Not a cavity, but holes in the availability.
No pun intended. I like that, Lorraine. That's really good. Well, you're hitting on a point when I'm out in the community speaking in terms of what Northeast Delta Dental is looking for. We're looking for people that have those analytical skills, that can look at data, translate it into usable information, and help us, you know, strategically. So I think you definitely hit the nail on the head. And the other thing I would say, getting back to Operation Santa Claus, is that we're fortunate. We've been named, you know, one of the best companies to work for in New Hampshire for years, and then also nationally. But all the best companies, when I'm on panels, all the best companies I know really are supportive of employees getting involved in the community. But of course, you know, we can set the infrastructure and be supportive, but it takes people like you, Lorraine, that are willing to get out there. And of course, we've had Beth Barrett on this show talking about, you know, the friendly kitchen and so forth. So it's just, it takes a lot of people to make it happen. I mean, the corporation can provide, you know, financial support and the time, but it also takes people that are interested in getting out in the community and using their volunteer time that we make available and so on and so forth. So I just want to personally thank you because I know that the real job, that your core job still is there. So if you're helping out here, you know, you have teammates that are great, but you're also putting in the extra effort. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
So a final shout out for Operation Santa Claus for next year. If you're an employer that hasn't been involved, I encourage you to go on facebook.com/OperationSantaClausNH or call 271-6530. Maybe give them a break through this year, but then get involved. And I would just say, Lorraine, I mean, in terms of planning for this, you really, as you point out, you really have to start, you know, late summer, early fall, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So don't wait, you know, for the last minute. So Lorraine, thank you for joining me this weekend. Enjoy your holiday season, and everybody out there, have a safe Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and we'll return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.